everyone, this is Gayatri from India and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 107 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. For this first episode of 2019, I'm going to teach you an interesting expression. And that expression is, keep your nose clean. Keep your nose clean. That's keep, K-E-E-P, your nose, N-O-S-E, clean, C-L-E-A-N. Keep your nose clean. Now, what do you think it means to keep your nose clean? I really like this expression, and I'll tell you why. Because it's an interesting idiom. I'm sure you have learned many English idioms, and this is a great example of an idiom because if you don't know what it means, there's no way you can figure it out. What do you think it could mean to keep your nose clean? Maybe to be tidy, or to be neat. Maybe it could mean to be polite. Well, it doesn't mean any of those things. It means something completely unpredictable. To keep your nose clean means to stay out of trouble. To me, keep your nose clean sounds like advice. It sounds like something you would say to somebody when you are saying goodbye. Maybe you won't be seeing this person for a long time. Keep your nose clean. In other words, stay out of trouble. Be good. Follow the rules. Why does keep your nose clean mean stay out of trouble? I have no idea. I really don't know. I can't understand it at all. But that's why I really like this idiom. Because it's very mysterious. Let me give you a couple example sentences that show you how to use this expression. Ever since the criminal got out of prison, he has been keeping his nose clean. Ever since the criminal got out of prison, he has been keeping his nose clean. In other words, he's been following the rules, obeying the law, and staying out of trouble. Here's another example. You worked hard to graduate from college. So my advice to you is work hard and keep your nose clean. In other words, again, it means play by the rules, follow the law, stay out of trouble. And I hope in the new year you work hard and keep your nose clean. And that's the end of episode 107. If you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Gayatri recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.